I changed around the pose a little bit, and I did one where I was like laying down in like kind of a seductive pose and caressing one of the crayons. And see, that is a type of portrait you want to have in your house.
Yeah, dude, absolutely not. It- Welcome. You're now on the road with Bo and Joe. All right, so here we are, Jacob Blake Diner. I had a great conversation with an older couple.
Yeah, they were nice.
And they were nice from Durango, Colorado.
Where you're going to be stopping, hopefully, on your
going
way
down my
Colorado.
Sleeping bag, as the dude said. Yeah. Maybe, honestly, maybe. We'll see. I mean,
he said he's got plenty of microbrews.
I've gone on record on this podcast saying that I'd grab a drink with pretty much anyone.
Maybe they got some IPAs. I know you love IPAs.
If he offers me an IPA, I'm going to take it, pour it out, as it should be.
Wow.
And then order a pale ale or amber lager out of it. Who knows? Jeez. Amber ale, not amber lager.
Right.
Yeah, we were just having a discussion, roadies. Thoughts on digital picture frames. So digital picture frames, for those of you who have lived under a rock for the last 10 years, are basically it's a screen that just you put an SD card into or a USB or hook up to your Wi-Fi. And
it's
it
like
just
a
rolls
saver.
Through. Yeah, it rolls through a bunch of your pictures. But I want to hear your take first.
So... Well, obviously, my first instinct is it's not natural. Doesn't seem right to me. Something seems off about it. But I also think that it looks like you're hanging a computer monitor on your like on your wall, and you just have a rotating screensaver background.
I get that. That's a good point.
Like,
that's a good point.
Which is kind of psychopathic to me. But I think it says more about you, and it's cooler to just have one picture on the frame. And okay, maybe you got to hang up a couple frames. Like,
framing
big deal.
Isn't cheap.
It's not, but it's also kind of fun because it can enhance. Can you know?
No,
like,
yeah, no, definitely.
But
I think though, like, here's the thing. Here's my take. All right, digital picture frames are for your bedroom. I think it's for your place where you want to just, it's your own things. Like, some pictures are just need an explanation. Like there's some that just can't. You can't just put out there and people see and they make assumptions about certain things, you
sure.
know. But I think a digital picture frame is good for your bedroom because you can see a bunch of different things, family, your friends, all that stuff. And then when you're out in your common area, you want to decide what people see. And that's when you get into, like, all right, you pick a few.
Yeah.
I think someone who hangs more than six pictures in any one condensed area is probably a psychopath.
You don't have any parts of your, like, house where you have, like, all the pictures hung up on the wall?
I did not growing up. And then since I've left, my mom has done that to my room. And every time I'm in there, it feels like I've died. And this is, like, my
really?
Museum room.
We have in
life.
Our living room, there's, like, a whole corner. Like, on both sides of the wall where it's just full of pictures. And that is good for, like, still frame. Because if you're, like,
or
showing people,
portraits?
Like, this is... Yeah, portraits, or just, like, casual pictures. Like this is... You know, this is Bo, you know, when he was...
You know, for the OJ case, they, like, put up pictures of his family before the jury came in?
Why?
Because they didn't have any pictures of it before. Before they came in, it was all pictures of him playing football. and then they put up pictures of his family. Anyway.
Wow.
But yeah, no, that's a good point. Having a lot of stills everywhere is good.
Like, if you're showing someone... Because, like, if you're showing someone on digital frame, like, you say, like, 3 seconds of, you know...
Yeah, okay,
say,
hold
and
on.
And then it changes.
Hold on. There's definitely ways you can, like, hold it down... And show, like, yeah, this, you could definitely pause it and show a picture.
That's a hassle.
You know? I like a good photo album, too. I like being able to, like, you know, just pull out the photo album, flip through some pictures. That's a true way of doing it. I think when people, the photos you put out are things that people should look at in passing and think, like, oh, that's neat, that's interesting, that's cool. Like, can you talk about that?
Yeah.
Like, should there be a lot of portraits? Maybe. Definitely none of yourself.
No, all of yourself. I'm going to have a full
none.
Photo
that
album.
That is a red flag.
Like, pictures of myself. Yo, so one time, one time I was on a cruise ship, and they had like a photo section thing, like for families could go and get their photos, like taken in front of, you know, the promenade or whatever. I went by myself, okay. I never bought. Well, actually, I think I did buy them. I forget. I went by myself, which like nobody does. Nobody goes like to.
No one's like, hey, can I get a picture of. Me
and I stood like I took like all the props because you can take props. I took like a bunch of they had these massive sized crayons like toddler sized crayons for like kids to play with, like, as, you know, props. I took them and I set them up like in,
like, as if they're for your family.
No. I set them up like around me in a circle, like all these crayons, like four or five of them, straight up. And I sat in the middle and did like one of those yoga poses where you like cross your,
like, home.
Yeah, like, you know, like where you,
yeah,
like,
you have your hands like in the,
you
in,
do like a little okay sign.
Yeah,
on
you
your
flip
knees.
Them inside out,
yeah.
Whatever. Yeah.
And I sat there and had this photographer take pictures of me.
He must have thought you were like crazy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like off your rock. Right?
I think I changed around the pose a little bit, and I did one where I was like laying down in like kind of a seductive pose and caressing one of the crayons. And see, that is a type of portrait you want to have in your house.
Yeah, dude, absolutely not. It needs explanation.
I don't think I ever bought them, but the photographer probably never forgot me.
Yeah. What I told you already is that I'm going to take some pictures from not only this trip, but also from my favorite places in New Hampshire, make them into prints. I'm going to put them on an online store.
Like Dunkin' Donuts?
Like, I will take a picture of my favorite Dunkin' Donuts.
That's good. Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts.
The Yankees suck.
It's just Dunkin's.
Red Sox rule. Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, no, and then I'm going to, Roadies, just so you know, I'm going to create an online store. All the proceeds are just going to get donated to national parks. I'm not in it for money. I just think if you need some wall art or whatever, you can say, like, yeah, I know the dude that took the picture. He's, like, an okay guy. Like, I listened to his podcast, and he's just okay. But I know the dude took the picture. That's kind of cool. Yeah, so final verdict, I say digital picture frames. You get one. You don't have multiple. You get one, and it cannot be bigger than an 8x11 in your room on your bedside table or your dresser. That's the only places they can go. Out in the open, you're right. It's like, why can't I watch TV on this? You know, that's,
yeah,
like, why,
yeah. I say your digital screensaver is your computer monitor.
Yeah, no, I buy that. But but yeah, and then when you're out in your common area, that belongs to framed. Everything has to be in a frame. Don't put just like pictures or prints out there. Like, it has to be either framed or a canvas print, something like that. And you know, there's a limit. Don't go crazy. Make sure the picture speaks for itself.
Yeah.
That's it. All right, we're gonna eat now. All right, Roadies. We have come to a crossroads. That crossroads is Zion National Park here in beautiful southwestern Utah.
Southwest Utah.
And we are in a deli. Just had a great sandwich.
Lots of sandwiches. Nice park, but like packed.
Packed. Like, literally not a parking spot. There's a sign, an electric sign that had like updates. Like, how many parking spots are there in Zion National Park? How many? Zero many.
Yeah.
You have to evidently park outside the park, take a shuttle in. I would be down with that if not for the fact that it's 2:24 p.m. and I need to find a campsite eventually tonight. So I think I'm going to continue on to Bryce Canyon and see what I can do. Or I'll just sleep at some rest stop or something. I don't know. But Bo is off to his journey to the Pacific Northwest. Bo, how long is your drive?
So my drive from here, straight shot, is 15 hours, 53 minutes. If I leave right now, that means I would get there. I don't even know.
5 in the morning. 5:30.
5:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Or, well, no, 6:30 in the morning. Because I added 15 hours. It's really 16 hours.
Yeah, right.
You get there.
But then
6:30.
I lose the hour too because
you
I changed
Pacific,
the time.
So
yeah.
It would be 5:30.
So I think it'd be 5:30.
Pacific time.
So yeah, I've got a rental car. I've got that is ideally supposed to be returned by 11 tomorrow.
You might be paying like $100 to get a night's sleep. You know.
I might, or I just power through. Two espressos and a large coffee to go. I didn't realize that Portland, Oregon was as far as it is.
It'd be far, yeah.
It's pretty far. I mean, I knew I had to make a long trip back west anyway.
Didn't know it was this large.
I mean, the drive back to Sacramento, I don't think it's going to... I didn't look up the exact time. I should find that out, too. But either way, I'm about to embark on the longest, like, trip of... like solo leg,
yeah, I mean,
of a trip that I think I've ever done.
The longest solo.
I drove from Kentucky one time and it was like 12 hours, but I split it. I stopped after 7 hours and slept.
Coward.
Yeah, I know, for real, it was bad. You did that after.
After what?
After a full day, you did it at 8:30 at night.
Oh, yeah.
You did a 7 hour trip.
Yeah, we did a full 20 hour day of driving.
That was incredible.
That was awesome.
That was a lot of fun, though.
That was a lot of fun. It was, we were getting through it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had a lot of good memories out here, Bo.
Yeah.
and this is it. I mean, we'll have you call in and send you some voice messages, but from here on, I'm going to have to, the podcast is mine to put up now.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to record my journey.
Have any episodes been put up since?
No. So. But after this, I'm going to, once I find where I'm going to stay tonight, I'm going to make some calls to Bryce Canyon. Or I'm just going to look in the book, drive to Bryce Canyon. I'm not going to break the rules. I'm going to show up, get a campsite. Once I get one of those, I'll set up a tent, and then I'll go to a Starbucks or something and like get some Wi-Fi and figure it out.
Yeah.
And then, so yeah, so roadies, I'm going to Bryce Canyon and then eventually Canyonlands, Capitol Reef and Arches and all that.
I'm going to Portland. I'm gonna. It's about to get a lot weirder.
Portland is Portland. a weird city.
It's going to get weirder.
It's the weird American city.
Yeah.
But
which they stole from Austin.
Yeah, keep Austin weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They stole it. Which is going to be its own state, as we learned.
It all it takes is 100 Republicans and Democrats.
Have you ever seen the show Portlandia?
No, and I will never watch it.
Oh, it's so bad. I watched one episode. It is weird.
It sounds weird.
Yeah. And one of your friends from Portland,
Camille,
says that she likes it and like people in Portland love
the
show.
She's
apparently.
she's kind of weird. That's how that
she's goes. Really weird.
Yeah.
She was in G4.
Keep
all
Camille
weird.
Anyway,
I got two bags of chips because Joe generously gave me his bag of chips.
They're
right
gluten free.
Right after he finished his pink smoothie.
It was a pink smoothie, a strawberry banana. I'd give it a strong 6.3 out of 10. You know?
Really?
Yeah, it was all right. It was pretty good.
Roadies, one question for voicemails you might want to answer. If you had 9 lives,
what would you do with them?
How would you live them? Yeah, what would you do with them?
I would want to go on a secret mission to go hunt down, like, some bad guy, like a suicide mission where it's, like, 99% chance that I'll die, but maybe I get it done, and then I die.
Yeah,
and then, but, and like, then, I save the world.
Yeah.
I
would want to perform open heart surgery on myself. I would want to learn how to do it and then do it. So yeah, call in
Let us know your thoughts.
Yeah. If you got any good ideas. Also, another thing to think about, send in a voicemail of how you would pitch the first human sacrifice. If we were living in the primitive societies thousands of years ago.
How do you convince the rest of the town to give up their virgins?
Yeah, how do you convince the town to sacrifice a virgin for rain? How would you do that? Because it happened, people did it. And we're wondering how the heck...
That dude must have been very persuasive.
That guy, yeah, convinced people to do that. Yeah. So, yeah.
But anyway, Bo, this is your final closing thoughts.
Final closing thoughts.
On the road with Bo and Joe. Now it's just going to be on the road with Joe with Bo. Like, featuring Bo sometimes.
Featuring Bo.
On occasion. It's been good. Let's see. What are we thinking, Bo? Closing thoughts. This got to come from the heart, man. You can't really think about this.
Okay. Closing thoughts.
What's like struck you on this road trip?
America's huge. It's diverse.
Huge.
It's very, very diverse. Sitting in a truck with Joe is pretty exciting. Believe it or not. It's like sitting on a couch, as
you
said.
Yeah, it's just like sitting on the couch.
With a moving.
Watching TV,
but.
You're watching a road.
Yeah, and it's constantly changing. But, I think we got to do this again. Spend some more time in each park. But it's been good. It's been a lot of fun.
It's been real. It's been fun. It's been real fun. Bo. Thanks for coming on.
You can pick your friends. You can pick your nose, but you can't pick your friend's nose.
See you, Roadies. All right, Bo, for the last time, what are your closing thoughts?
Closing thoughts? Joe, I got to see about a girl.
Did you come up with that?
No, absolutely not.
Ah, that's all right. Whatever, we all love Good Will Hunting. All right, Roadies, until next time.